Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. What a gracious God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a gracious God we serve. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and all of the power forever, forever, forever. And forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Again, we bless be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thanking God for one more day. Amen. He has brought us. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our early morning fellowship services, where we come to lift up the name of the Lord, rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, bless the Lord, and we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah and hallelujah. We want to welcome all of our first timers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Enjoy the services. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Glory be to God. May it not be the last time that you're with us, but we invite you to keep on, keep on, and keep on coming on back. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. So grateful, amen, that the Lord has returned me to my post on this morning. So glad to be able to serve in the name of Jesus. We pray that everybody, lottie-dottie, everybody had a good weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. And here we are, one more day. Amen. That the Lord, amen, has blessed us. Amen. As we rise and shine to give God the praise, to give God the glory, and to give God all of the honor. Amen and amen. We are continuing forward in our women's history. Glory be to God, women's history. And we want to thank God for all of the women that we have been able to reflect on, amen, to glean some lessons, some life lessons, amen, glory be to God, and so that we can become better in for the Lord and in the Lord's kingdom, amen. Today, amen, we want to talk, amen, about a very, very popular woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. She's the woman of all women. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of Jesus. So we want to thank God coming to us this morning. Amen. All the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our sister Brenda. Amen. Glory be to God. She's a little quiet woman. Glory be to God. When she opens her mouth to say something, amen, that's because it's something to be said. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for her. Glory be to God, beloved. It's not in our loudness, amen. Glory be to God, but it's in, amen, our discretion and the words we speak. We want to thank God for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Her faithfulness in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God, a supporter. Glory be to God, always here, amen, to back us up, even when we don't know she's here. She's here anyhow, backing us up, touching and agreeing, amen, doing whatever needs to be done, amen, that the work of the ministry can go forth. So we want to thank God, amen. We know she's a little shy, but she did not back out, amen, of the assignment, and so she's coming to us in her own way. In her own way, amen, to give us her reflections, her thoughts, amen, her intake on Mary, the mother of Jesus, amen. So we want to thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Sister Brenda. At this time, I want to introduce to some and I want to present to others our Sister Brenda Carter, Minister Brenda Carter, as we receive her this morning, amen, for her grace and receive her this morning for her ability. So give me 1 second here. Let me open it up. Give me 1 second. Let me see. I have to recognize the last 4 digits of the phone number. Okay, I think I'm opening up the right line this morning. Give me 1 second. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Brenda. Are you there, Sister Brenda? Sister Brenda, unmute your line. Hold on 1 second. Maybe it's me. Hold on 1 second. Let me check. Okay. Sister Brenda, we can't hear you. We hear some background noise. Sister Brenda? Sister Brenda, we cannot hear you. Praises to your name.
Hello?
Okay, 1 second, 1 second.
Hello?
1 second. Okay, we got you now, Sister Brenda. Apologize for the technical difficulties on this morning. Amen. The devil's
okay.
A liar. The devil is a liar.
I'm here.
Hey, look, and we hear you loud and clear now. Thank you so much for being here. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And the floor is yours, sister.
Okay, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I am recuperating. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Thank you. I just like thank you and thank God and everyone. And I will be reading St. John 2:1-12. In the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto every man at the beginning, go, set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested for his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. That's the end of my reading.
Okay, bless.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Okay. That was the end of my reading.
Okay.
That was 1 to 12.
Bless the Lord. Okay. So you finished?
Thank you.
You finished?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for reading.
Did you get it all?
Yes, we heard the whole thing. We heard the whole reading. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. We bless thee the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Mother Mary. Hallelujah. The mother of mothers. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our minister, Brenda. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah, and her, amen, her boldness, amen, to step out of her shyness to share with us on today, amen, and we just want to praise the Lord, amen, how God chose Mary to have his baby. Isn't that beautiful? And God searched the whole land, and he chose Mary, amen, to have his baby, the Messiah. Amen. And, you know, when we reflect on Mary, glory be to God, the scripture that comes to mind is Luke 1:38, when Mary says, when Mary responds to the angel, and Mary reflects, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left. Amen. May everything you have said about me, amen, come true. Amen. So we just want to thank God, amen, for that very precious verse. Amen. Luke 1:38. Amen. And beloved, we see when we reflect on this verse, amen, hallelujah, it shows how well that Mary knew God. Mary knew God. Amen. That was one of the reasons that God chose Mary. Amen. Her songs of joy after receiving those the proclamation from the angel showed how well she knew her, because her thoughts were filled with the words of the Old Testament. When Mary said those words, they were the words from the Old Testament. Glory be to God. May everything you have said about me come true. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. We want to bless God for Mother Mary. Amen. She was the one human being who was with Jesus from birth to death. From beginning to ending, Mary was there. Her glory be to God. It also shows us when we reflect on Mother Mary, how well she knew the Old Testament, how well she applied the Old Testament. Glory be to God. And it's just, you know, the whole Bible is just rich and glorious. But when we When we think about Mary, glory be to God. Amen. There's so much we could say. We could talk for weeks and weeks on Mary. Amen. Beloved, but we want to thank God. Amen. So many lessons that we can learn from Mary, from Mother Mary. Amen. And God's best servants, as we've been saying all this month, are just ordinary people who make themselves available to him. Mary was an ordinary virgin who knew God. She was ordinary. There was many virgins in the land at that time. But God chose Mary to have his baby, an ordinary person who made herself available to him. That was the difference. Not all of them was willing or may not have been willing to make themselves available to him. God's plans also involve extraordinary events in ordinary people's lives. Just ordinary people. But when you make yourself available to God, God will do extraordinary things. Another thing we can see on Mother Mary, beloved, is that a person's character is revealed by his or her response to the unexpected. When things happen unexpectedly and how you respond to them shows who you are. When that angel visited Mary, that angel did not make an appointment. That angel made no appointment. Mary, I'm going to be by your house on Sunday at 12 o'clock. No, he just showed up and gave her the good news. And look at her response. Look at her response. She didn't get angry. She didn't fuss her mouth. She didn't say, why me? She just said, according to your word. According to your word. How beautiful. How beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. And one last thing here, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We see that Mother Mary, and I call her Mother Mary because she is the mother of all mothers. Glory be to God. She was willing to be available to God. She didn't tell God, go find another virgin, go find another person. I'm engaged to be married. She didn't come up with no excuses. She made herself available to God. So our question today, amen, as we close out on this morning, is are you, whoever I'm talking to this morning, whoever Sister Brenda was talking to this morning, are you, like Mary, available to be used by God? Are you available to be used by God? That's all God is looking for, availability. He will do the rest. Without him, we could do nothing. Mary couldn't have had Jesus on her own. The Holy Ghost had to get involved. Mary couldn't have done that on her own. Without God, we can do nothing. Glory be to God. Mary, Mother Mary, amen. And amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. We want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God for Mother Mary. Thank you again, Sister Brenda. Amen. We know we pulled you out of your comfort zone, but we thank God that you came. Amen. And it gets easier from here. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Rachel. Leah and Rachel were sisters. We'll talk about Leah a little bit later on. We're going to be talking about Rachel, the favored wife. Amen. We'll be talking about her tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. It broke my heart yesterday, beloved. Amen. That I could not serve. It broke my heart that I could not serve. Amen. Glory be to God. I had, amen, a case of food poisoning, and I was very, very, very ill. I was very, very, very ill. I tried to come back and do a 6 o'clock service, but my body would not allow me to. I'm still recuperating. Amen. Glory be to God. I've sent out a request to the body of Christ. Amen. And I need you to pray all this week. If you will pray and fast with me and pray and fast with the ministry, we need an administrative assistant. We need the money and we need the persons. Now, please, will you please? I don't normally ask for help, and maybe that's a weakness of mine. Maybe that's a weakness because I know we have not because we ask not, and I do talk to God, but I need to let the family of God know that there's a need, there's been a need. There's nothing new. I just handle it all. I do all the administrative work. I do all the spiritual work. And I think I've come to the reality that I need help. And I'm asking for help. I'm asking. We need money to pay the individuals, and we need the individuals. So I'm asking if you would please help take some of the load off Pastor Bradford. Amen. By amen praying. Praying. Amen. Because God has the answers. God has the answers. Amen. I do a lot and I take pleasure in doing it. Amen. I meet 5 o'clock every morning on Facebook. I turn right back around after a 10-minute break. I do the 6 o'clock call. Amen. Glory be to God. I try to monitor as many of the prayer altar calls as I can. I do the Wednesday night Bible study. I'm doing the 24/7 Amen TV. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm doing as much as I can. Amen. I'm doing as much as I can, and I take pleasure in doing it. But I have to come to the reality that I am getting older, and I come to the reality that I need help. I always knew I needed help. I thank God for what Erica Bradford does. I always knew it, but I'm just carrying on. Glory be to God, because I'm not the type of person, amen, that when payday comes, I don't want to make any excuses for our assistance. I went that way before. That is not the way to go. I believe God to have faith enough to see that the money is there so that compensation can be made. And so I'm asking for help. So now you know. And sometimes I make it sound so easy. Sometimes I'm not the type of person to complain. And I don't never want to look like I'm begging. But I will tell you, we do need help. And because I've never asked for help, you guys probably thought everything was okay. No one really knows the burdens that I carry. Glory be to God. When Saturday comes, most time on Saturdays, I'm secluded somewhere, building up my mental strength, my spiritual strength, and my physical strength because I'm exhausted. I am literally exhausted. Sometimes it takes 2 days for me to come back up again. When I show my face on Facebook at 5 o'clock in the morning, you guys do not have a clue. Amen. I had to go through the last 2 or 3 days to get there, to go through the spiritual warfare and the load that I'm carrying. Still trying to be pastor, still trying to make sure that I make a connection with all of the members and all of the ministry partners, glory be to God, and my family life and other things I do. No one has a clue, and I don't complain about it. I don't talk about it. I just do it, and I ask God to help me, and God does. But when I became ill on Saturday, I realized how much I need help, and so there it is. And I ask for your prayers. And I thank you in advance for your prayers. Amen. Mary, Mary, Mary. Thank God for Mother Mary. All right. We're looking forward tomorrow. Amen. For our sister Rachel. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. I want to pray that everybody have a good day today. Everybody have a good day. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing my body. God, I thank you for healing my body, Father God. Thank you for healing my body. I thank you, Father. I think I had taken an antibiotic. I had taken one pill a couple hours earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For this toothache. And I really believe if that antibiotic wasn't in my system, glory be to God, all the poison wouldn't have come up. Amen. But it did. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I say thank you for healing me. I say thank you for healing your children. I say thank you for being on our side, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, meet us at the altar prayer today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Anoint them, reward them for their faithfulness, for their service in your kingdom. And we just say thank you, Father, for Sister Brenda, who, Father God, who went forward. She went forward, Father. She could have said, I'm not going to do it. She could have said, she's not going to do it. She called me yesterday. I was too sick to answer the phone. She called me yesterday. God, I don't know what she was calling to say, Father. She could have been backing out, but she didn't back out. And so we thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in and through all of our lives. And we say thank you, and we say thank you, and we say thank you, Father. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody, amen. Let us learn from Mary. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you willing to make yourself available to God and to God's service in the God's kingdom? Amen. Amen. And amen. I love you. Amen. Talk to you tomorrow. Lord's willing. Have a good day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Amen. And amen. Walk on water. His hand.